shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A Fayetteville police officer is lucky to be alive after a tractor trailer crashes through a police barricade. Coming up, the shocking video moments before paramedics arrive.
And it was a rough night for a lot of folks across our area. You can see the thunderstorms have moved out. I'll show you what to expect today.
And you know, as we come on the air, we are following breaking news out of Raleigh. A person has been killed after crashing into a Duke Energy truck while workers were trying to restore power. We're live at that scene, gathering new information from investigators. We have a lot to cover and a lot of ground that we are out covering right now with our team. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. We certainly had some wild weather overnight. I slept through it all. Did you hear any of it?
I was out.
Yeah, same
Didn't hear
here.
Didn't hear.
But meteorologist Elizabeth Garter in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, did you wake up from the thunderstorm?
I did. Right around 11:30, just this huge rumble of thunder came through. It woke me up. Then I was awake for a while because, you know, we had that level 3 yesterday. So I was concerned about what was going on. But of course, Mike and Amy are here handling everything. We do have a lot of power outages, a lot of trees down, especially in Johnston County. We'll go over the storm damage reports coming up in just a little bit. But it's nice and quiet now. All the rain is over, and we do have only a small chance for today. Here's a look at Futurecast this morning. It's nice and clear right now. We could, because of the rain that we saw last night, end up with a little bit of low cloud cover in a few spots this morning. But generally, today will be mostly sunny to partly cloudy. We'll pause it there at noon and move it through the afternoon. Could be, again, an isolated shower that pops up here or there, but you can see, you know, 90% of us are not going to end up seeing any rain today. It is 68 degrees around the triangle. 63 is our dew point. That's a nice drop. You'll notice that as you step outside. It doesn't feel as sticky as it did yesterday. 68 in Fayetteville, 68 Rocky Mount, 63 in Roxborough. Most of us are sitting in the upper 60s right now. Temperatures will be hot today, not quite as hot as yesterday. Looking at that high around 90 degrees this afternoon. We are looking at some fairly quiet weather for the next several days, but we do have some storms in the forecast for the weekend. I'll show you those coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news, a police officer is hurt after falling into the same sinkhole where a car crashed overnight in Fayetteville. This is unfolding now on US 401, not far from 71st Middle and High Schools. That road now is closed. And that's where Michael Grace joins us live from the Breaking News Tracker. Michael, I understand you even helped the officer before paramedics got there.
A very wild scene. I want to say right away that the members of the media were actually first on scene calling the police, so kudos to them. But we were waiting with that officer. He was stuck in that sinkhole, moaning, trying to get his way out, obviously sustained some injuries. And I want to get you to this video right after the first officer came over to tend to the one that had been hurt. And we were waiting there for paramedics. He was able to sit up, was sitting up okay, taken away in an ambulance, but is expected to be okay. The driver of the tractor trailer did stick around as well and was voicing his concern about the entire situation. But what we know so far is that tractor trailer hit the brakes once they saw that police barricade for where the sinkhole was, started sliding, and then hit the police car. And we're still trying to figure out if the officer then jumped into the sinkhole or was hit by the tractor trailer at some point. But right now, this whole road is going to be shut down. All of the dirt under the road has been washed out from this sinkhole. So they're actually going to have to, one, get that tractor trailer out, and then two, actually cut out pieces of the road and replace the whole thing. But the good news is that officer very lucky, could have been a lot worse, possibly losing their life. But we're going to stay out here, hopefully get more pieces of this story put together and give you an update on when this part of the road should reopen. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Scary situation there. A home in Cary is in need of repair after a tree came down in the storms. WRAL got a look inside. Here's the damage in the Somerset development on Haley House Lane. The homeowner says part of the ceiling fell on a woman who was sitting on the sofa in her family room. She was not hurt. The tree did not fall directly onto the house, but it did cause damage to the master bedroom upstairs.
A WRAL viewer shared these photos to Facebook of lightning ripping across the sky here. These photos are from the Cameron area, and you can see those bolts lighting up the sky as that storm passed through.
A
And right now in the WRAL Life Center, because of those storms, thousands across the state are without power this morning. Again, because of those storms, Duke Energy Map is showing many of the outages that we're focusing on are in Johnston, Harnett, Cumberland, Lee, and Moore counties. If I zoom in here, you can see more than 2,100 customers are in the dark in Johnston County alone. I did check up in North Raleigh. Looks like about 800 people there without power. Right now, Duke Energy is estimating power might not be restored until later this evening. So they, of course, are asking everybody for their patience this morning.
Michelle, thanks. We have breaking news we're following right now in Raleigh. A driver is dead after crashing into a Duke Energy truck. Police say it happened on Six Forks Road near Sandy Forks Road. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us there near that scene. And Kelsey, is this linked to the overnight storms?
Yes, it is. Around 800 people are waking up without power this morning after the crash that happened here on Six Forks Road near Sandy Forks Road. I'm going to step out the way now so you all can take a look at what's happening right now. Investigators are still working to clear the scene. Now, police say a driver is dead after their white sedan crashed into a Duke Energy truck. And the truck is still on the scene as well as that white sedan, but you may not be able to see it because there's a wrecker covering it right now. But police say the Duke Energy truck pulled over to investigate a power outage that was in the area when that crash happened. Now, the truck driver wasn't injured, but again, the driver of that sedan died at the hospital after they were injured during the crash. We're still working to find out the name of the driver who died. No word yet either on when people will get their power back, but police say this is still an ongoing investigation, so we'll keep you updated on air and online at WRAL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And anytime we have severe weather hitting our area, remember you can track the forecast in the WRAL weather app. You can also check for a closer look at storm damage that's left behind and any roads that may be closed.
A woman is in the hospital this morning after being hit by a car in Durham. It happened at the intersection of South Guthrie and Andrew Avenues just before 9 last night. Police tell us the woman was hit while trying to cross the street. She was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver was not hurt. Police have not said if charges will be filed.
A man accused of opening fire into a car and killing an unborn child will make his first appearance in court today. James McBride is charged with murder and several other counts, including attempted murder. Cumberland County deputies say he fired shots into a car with six people inside it along I-95. This happened back in May. Three people were hurt. The unborn child did not survive. This morning, McBride is in jail on a $3.1 million bond.
Also today, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students will be appearing in court. He may face the death penalty if he's found guilty in this case. A new court filing shows prosecutors will seek the death penalty for Brian Koberger. He's accused of stabbing the students to death at an off-campus home last fall. Koberger denies any wrongdoing. His attorneys say the DNA of two other men was found at the scene. They claim Koberger has no connection to the victims.
Last-minute changes to a ban on abortions after 12 weeks in North Carolina are almost set in stone ahead of a key hearing on the issue. The state Senate approved the changes last night. The House is set to sign off tomorrow. That vote will take place the same day a federal judge hears a lawsuit against the law from Planned Parenthood. Republican lawmakers are hoping the changes will convince the judge to let the ban take effect. If the judge agrees, the ban will begin Saturday. Governor Roy Cooper could still veto it, but that would only delay the ban since the GOP has enough support in the General Assembly to override the governor's veto.
We could learn more today about progress on a new effort to keep your children safe in Wake County public schools. Board of Education will receive an update on the timeline for its new visitor management system. It'll require visitors, including parents and volunteers, to show ID and submit to a background check. The program reviews whether any visitor is a sex offender or on any other watch lists. The school system is working with a vendor to get the kiosks installed at all schools. Coming up on 440 right now on your Tuesday, a Supreme Court case with roots tied to UNC could get a ruling today. Coming up, what's at stake if colleges can keep using race in admissions decisions?
And shocking video shows a convicted murderer attacking his own attorney in court.
Plus, you're taking a live look at Raleigh right now this morning. Another hot day on the way. Chance of thunderstorms for some folks out there. Elizabeth Gardner will give us the timeline and what's ahead.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and the rain from last night and the thunderstorms are all gone. We do have clear skies right now. We could see a little bit of low cloud cover in some spots this morning. Here's a live look at Sanford, and you can see everything looks to be drying out. It looks like this building right here, it still has some water on it, but the streets are starting to dry out a little bit from all those strong storms overnight last night. Our temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s currently, 64 in Lewisburg, 65 in Tarboro, 68 in Irwin, as well as Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. So it's a fairly pleasant feeling morning out there. If you're hoping to get out and do some exercise, we'll be in the 60s for several hours. And our dew point has dropped a little bit, so it's not quite as muggy and sticky as it was yesterday. Still going to be a hot day. We have a very tiny chance of a thunderstorm today, a high of 90 degrees.
This morning, fire officials are working to figure out what caused a North Carolina school to burst into flames. This is new video from overnight of the fire in Charlotte. It happened at Charlotte Preparatory School. You can see heavy flames coming out of that building and the destruction left behind. More than 60 firefighters responded to help put out that fire. No injuries have been reported.
We will learn more today about plans for growth in West Raleigh. Local and state leaders will give updates during a panel discussion this morning at NC State. They will share the progress about the Hillsborough street closure at I-440, work along the Blue Ridge Corridor, and new affordable housing. The goal is to improve traffic flow in that area. Organizers say there are hundreds of millions of dollars being invested into these projects.
And that's really the full range of transportation options, from greenways, sidewalks, and bike lanes to the bus rapid transit city system, all the way out to the highway expansion and renovation project.
This morning's panel discussion at NC State will start at 8:30.
A crucial Supreme Court ruling on the future of college admissions policy could be coming today. The Supreme Court will share its decision on whether colleges and universities can look at race when accepting students. This stems from lawsuits against UNC and Harvard over their affirmative action policies. College administrators in California, which outlawed affirmative action more than 20 years ago, say minority admissions have never recovered.
The fact that there are high schools in this country that have manicured lawns and golf courses, and there are high schools in this country that have bars on the windows and metal detectors in the hallways, and yet we are asking both of those students to show up in our application process the same, doesn't make any sense.
If the court agrees using race violates the law, schools may still look at an applicant's finances, zip code, even consider essays about overcoming adversity.
We have new details this morning about the airport worker sucked into a plane engine. Officials now say the person died by suicide. That's according to a medical examiner looking at what happened Friday night at San Antonio's International Airport. Officials say the person who died worked for Delta Airlines. Delta released a statement saying they are grieving the loss. The Transportation Safety Board is investigating. If you or someone you know is battling mental health issues or having suicidal thoughts, there is help. You can contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at any time. Just dial or text 988.
Shocking video from a Florida courtroom shows a man convicted of two murders attacking his lawyer in court. Oh! Now that happened during the sentencing hearing for Joseph Zeiler yesterday. He elbowed his attorney in the face right there, and bailiffs were bringing him into court, and then they took him down. The jury sentenced him to death for the 1990 murders of a 32-year-old woman and an 11-year-old girl.
A couple of major road projects along the Beltline could delay overnight drivers this week. Work on the I-440 widening project will have eastbound Wade Avenue closed from 11 to 5 each night through Thursday. Crews are working to demolish the old I-440 West Bridge to Wade Avenue. Meanwhile, resurfacing continues to fix the rough pavement on I-440 between Lake Boone Trail and Wake Forest Road. Crews have one more lane to complete on the eastbound side between Six Forks and Wake Forest Roads. It is 447, and overnight our weather was certainly rocky. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center showing us where this is all pushed off now.
Yeah, we can do a replay starting at around 11:30 last night. You can see these storms. We'll start that loop again. Lots and lots of severe thunderstorms. We didn't have as much activity up near the Virginia line. A lot of that started right around the Triangle area and then pushed off to the south and east. But a lot of trees down, a lot of storm reports. We still have some power outages that we're dealing with right now. Here's a look at the big view of the storm reports. We're looking at a total up and down the East Coast of 270 reports of wind damage. So it wasn't just our area, but we saw a lot of reports to the north as well. Hail reports in the blue there, a lot of those back across the Triad area. We only had a handful in our viewing area. And then the tornado reports were not in, certainly not in our viewing area. But you can see right here along the Virginia line, there wasn't much happening, not really much in Wake County, in Durham County or in Orange County. We had one report of wind damage in Wake County, but it was really clustered there between Raleigh and Fayetteville. That's where we ended up with a lot of the wind damage, and that's where we still have some damage to deal with, of course, and some power outages. It's all over. You can see here's dual Doppler 5000 radar. Everything's looking nice and quiet. When I walked in, it was nice and clear. However, as we go through the morning, we might see a little bit of low cloud cover or fog develop. Here's lunchtime. Lunchtime's looking mostly sunny. Still going to be a toasty day for us today, but our humidity has dropped a little bit. It'll ramp right back up by the end of the week. So if you're looking to get any yard work done, do some exercise, be outside, today's going to be a pretty nice day for that. I know a lot of folks that may involve some cleanup. At 3 o'clock, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and maybe an isolated shower pops up, but it's a very small chance. We give it a 20% chance of a spotty shower popping up. Here's a look at downtown Raleigh. It is dry here right now. We're looking at 68 degrees. Our temperatures will climb into the 80s by the time we get to lunchtime. Around town, looking at 90 in Raleigh, 89 in Durham, 92 in Fayetteville. I don't know we have that lightning symbol on there, but again, our chances of any rain today are just about 20%. Our humidity, not too bad. We're going to be in the tolerable zone in the 60s, but by Friday and Saturday, we're right back into the 70s, which puts us at tropical, so more very summer weather ahead, and we're going to feel it with the heat, too. By Friday, looking at 94. Saturday, we'll have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, but that's not likely to help cool us down. Behind it, we're looking at temperatures in the mid-90s. We have yet to see temperatures really that hot so far this year. We'll have a lot of humidity to go along with it. So as we get into the 4th of July week, we may be dealing with a heat index for at least several days.
Thanks for that, Elizabeth. How about this? Imagine you're kayaking out on the ocean. You find a whale just a few feet away from you. That happened to one person in Australia, and we'll have the bird's eye view video next. A lot of different ways people celebrate birthdays, right? Maybe with cake, maybe a quiet dinner.
Well, Zach Prelutsky explains a man in North Carolina celebrated his 100th birthday high above the ground.
Surrounded by family.
It's pure joy. I love being here, and I'm so happy for Dad.
And friends.
This is a great occasion for me.
100-year-old Uncle John Hartness.
It feels absolutely fantastic. I feel like I'm about 35.
Is celebrating his birthday flying.
Not a single thing I'd rather be doing.
Hartness started volunteering at Triple Tree Aerodrome in Woodruff several years ago.
John's 100 years old and he's still out here 6-7 days a week contributing, mentoring people, volunteering.
Helping spread the nonprofit's mission to ignite and expand a passion for aviation.
He is not only a positive man, a great spirit to be around, but he is also our ambassador.
Uncle John started flying when he was just 16 years old and says there's nothing quite like the feeling of being up in the air.
Flying is the best feeling of freedom you can have, to get up there and be in the air with nobody but me and God.
On board the Triple Tree Aerodome Air Cam, Uncle John had that feeling for 10 minutes on his 100th birthday.
His mother lived to be 100, and she continued playing the piano and doing other things after her 100th birthday. So flying has always been Dad's music. So this is a dream come true.
It was a great flight, as ever flight is. This is the best one I've ever had. The last one is always the best.
And he's I hope it's not his last. He's right there at the controls for that. That is just fantastic. Good for him at 100. Today's National HIV Testing Day. More than 35,000 North Carolinians are living with HIV. That's according to a 2020 report from the Department of Health and Human Services. Walgreens is hosting the nation's largest testing event today. More than 400 Walgreens locations nationwide are participating, and that includes stores in Garner, Chapel Hill, Fayetteville, and Wilson. The goal is to help people know their HIV status and connect them with care, treatment, and prevention options.
Talk about a close call. Drone video captures the moment a humpback whale came within feet of a kayaker.
Well, mate, turn around. He's under you.
This happened off the coast of Sydney, Australia. Almost 5,000 humpback whales were spotted off the coast Sunday. It was during an annual census, which saw an increase of nearly 2,000 whales. Over 3,200 were spotted last year. They usually migrate from Antarctica to Australia between June and early September. The whales follow this pattern to mate and reproduce. They then turn around and head back between September and November. They might encounter some kayakers along the way.
Pretty sight. We're following breaking news this morning all across the Triangle after storms damaged roads and homes in the area. We have team coverage for you coming up at 5. Plus,
this totally wins my case, you know. Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. Look at this.
A new recording of former President Donald Trump has been released where he discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify. How his team is responding this morning.